V'ilu nishmas Abba Mori zichrono livracha. Rav Tisivan Kuf Samach. Maim shenishtanu marehim. Water that their color changed. Bein machmas asam, bein machmas dabra shenafa l'solchan. Whether it was on its own, like you left the water there so long it turned green, or something fell into the water, psulim. The water is pasul for netilas yadayim. They learned this out from the kior, that if the water from the kior changed color, then you can't use it for washing for the kohanim. Well, now regarding water that changed color machmas atzman, so the Rambam is mekil, and the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Rambam, that most of the poskim say like the Rambam, if it turns color on its own, then it remains kosher for netilas yadayim. What if something else falls into it? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say ink falls into it. So the ink changes the color. Well, even if, let's say, the ink pigment falls in, and then the color changes, but then the pigment's taken out, so it didn't disperse into the water, still it's puzzle for netilas yadayim. Sometimes water changes color because of the mud and the dirt at the bottom. That's not called a change of color. That's the normal way that things that go on in the water, that it's mixed with dirt at the bottom. And therefore, we'll get to this later, Bezus Hashem, water like that is still kosher for netilas yadayim. Well, base. Asa b'mayim melacha. If you did melacha with the water, O shashar behem pito, you dipped your bread into the water. Afilu niskavein lishros b'chli zev v'nafal l'sheni. You intended on soaking the bread in this cup and it fell into the other cup by mistake. Psulin. Because that's called doing melacha with the water. Once melacha is done with water, then basically you're not going to use it anymore. You're going to spill it out. And therefore it's considered as if it's waiting till it be spilled out, and it's possible for netilas yadayim. V'im sinein yayin b'mayim psulim. What if you had wine that was warm in the bottle and you put it into a water to cool it off? So that's called doing malacha with the water. If the wine was cold and you put it into the water that it should stay cold, so that's not called malacha. That's just showing. That's just guarding it to keep it where it, preserving it at the temperature that it's at. That's not called doing malacha. Imediach ben kelim psulim. If you wash kelim with water, so it becomes puzzle for the same reason. But imhayu kelim mudachim o chadashim kerim. What if the kelim were basically clean already, or they were new, and you were just rinsing them off, So that's not called doing malacha. And therefore, that water would be kosher to use for netilas yadayim. Well, so similarly, if you rinse off vegetables that were basically clean already, so then the water that you used does not become pasul for netilas yadayim. That's not called a malach at all, just like by kalim. Now, what if you soaked vegetables in water to preserve them? So again, if they were dirty, so it's no good for sure. But if they were clean, that's a machlokas. And the Mishnah Berurah says if you would use that water to wash, you should wash again without a bracha. Well, what if you take some water and you weigh something against the water, like the water is used for weighing something that is called a malacha, and that water becomes pasul for netilas yadayim? The poskim discuss a fascinating question. When water goes through a water meter, so the water itself is being measured and weighed. So the poskim say that that's okay because the water's not doing any mulacha there. The water itself is being weighed. You're not weighing something else against the water. That's certainly okay. But it's an interesting question to think about. It shows that in the modern world, you have to know the reality. There's so many complicating factors that go into with modern technology, that even a question like that maybe the water going through the water meter could cause a problem, but it doesn't, but at least it's a question that was discussed. Well, what if you put a good smelling, something that smells good into the water to change the smell, to give it a better smell? So the Shlosh says that's usher, and many Achronim say that's mutter. That's not called doing melacha. That's just making the water better. Nowadays, we add lots of things to water, chlorine and other things, to make it better. And the poskim says everyone agrees that's okay. That's the normal way water is drunk. The shul was talking about where the normal way was to have the water plain. And you added something that smells good. But certainly the chlorine that we add nowadays is fine. And you can certainly use the regular water for the tilas yadayim. But the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'imhid peil b'hem hanachtom hagluskin. The baker put the loaves of bread in the water to smooth them out. That's possible. That's malacha. Aval im taval yadav b'mayim b'toch b'nei hagluskin. O chafan mayim mehem b'chafnav. Hamayim yishayim lo nasa v'hem malacha. V'ilch sherim im lo nishtanu marein. What if he took some water in his hand and put it onto the bread to smooth it out, or he cupped it with two hands and to smooth out and to take the water to smooth out the challah, the bread? The water which remains inside the bucket is for sure okay, because no melacha was done with them. Oh, and similarly, the Rama says, "Hu adin ma'im shan hanachto mediach yarav mehem v'hem min abatei hadavik biyadav is kasha." The bakers rinse their hands with water. Now, when they rinse their hands, you know they have some dough on their hands. So the Shulchan Aruch says that water is kosher for an etilas yadayim because that's like rinsing kelim udakim. That's like rinsing kelim that are clean already. A baker's hands, we assume, we hope, are basically clean, and there's just a little dough that's stuck on them, and that's not called malacha. You can take off the dough without the water, really. Just the water makes it easier. The Taz argues, others argue, and they say, no, that's called a malacha. When you're rinsing off your hands from the dough, that's called a malacha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we pass in like that view, that if a baker rinses off the dough of his hands with water, that's not the same as rinsing off kelim that are basically clean. And that would be considered a malacha. The poskim give a modern-day example of seafowl, and that is sometimes you turn on the tap water and it comes out cloudy. It doesn't look so clear, so that's okay. That dirt goes away on its own in a short while, and that's only a shinui koldehu, which is okay when it comes to netilas yadayim. So that's okay, the poskim say, and you can wash your hands even if the water is a little cloudy.